Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you, Secretary Mattis, General Dunford, members of the cabinet, members of the armed forces, first responders, and most importantly, to the families and to the survivors. It's an honor to join you on this very, very solemn location. This is an occasion that is extraordinary, and it'll always be extraordinary. Before we begin, I'd like to send our nation's prayers to everyone in the path of Hurricanes Irma, and to everyone suffering through the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. These are storms of catastrophic severity, and we're marshaling the full resources of the federal government to help our fellow Americans in Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and all of those wonderful places and states in harm's way. When Americans are in need, Americans pull together, and we are one country. And when we face hardship, we emerge closer, stronger, and more determined than ever. We're gathered here today to remember a morning that started very much like this one. Parents dropped off their children at school. Travelers stood in line at airports and getting ready to board flights. Here at the Pentagon and at offices all across the country, people began their early meetings. Then our whole world changed. America was under attack, first at the World Trade Center, then here at the Pentagon, and then in Pennsylvania. The horror and anguish of that dark day were seared into our national memory forever. It was the worst attack on our country since Pearl Harbor, and even worse because this was an attack on civilians, innocent men, women, and children whose lives were taken so needlessly. For the families with us on this anniversary, we know that not a single day goes by when you don't think about the loved one stolen from your life. Today, our entire nation grieves with you and with every family of those 2,977 innocent souls who were murdered by terrorists 16 years ago. Each family here today represents a son or daughter, a sister or brother, a mother or father who was taken from you on that terrible, terrible day. But no force on earth can ever take away your memories, diminish your love, or break your will to endure and carry on and go forward. Though we can never erase your pain or bring back those you lost, we can honor their sacrifice by pledging our resolve to do whatever we must to keep our people safe. On that day, not only did the world change, but we all changed. Our eyes were opened to the depths of the evil we face. But in that hour of darkness, we also came together with renewed purpose. Our differences never looked so small. Our common bonds never felt so strong. The sacrifice grounds on which we stand today are a monument to our national unity and to our strength. For more than seven decades, the Pentagon has stood as a global symbol of American might, not only because of the great power contained within these halls, but because of the incredible character of the people who fill them. They secure our freedom. They defend our flag, and they support our courageous troops all around the world. Among the 184 brave Americans who perished on these grounds were young enlisted service members, dedicated civil servants who had worked here for decades, and veterans who served our nation in Korea, in Vietnam, and in the Middle East. All of them loved this country and pledged their very lives to protect it. That September morning, each of those brave Americans died as they had lived, as heroes, doing their duty and protecting us and our country. We mourn them, we honor them, and we pledge to never, ever forget them. We also remember and cherish the lives of the beloved Americans who boarded Flight 77 at Dulles Airport that morning. Every one of them had a family, a story, and beautiful dreams. Each of them had people they loved and who loved them back. And they all left behind a deep emptiness that their warmth and grace once filled so fully and so beautifully. The living, breathing soul of America wept with grief for every life taken on that day. We shed our tears in their memory, pledged our devotion in their honor, and turned our sorrow into an unstoppable resolve to achieve justice in their name. The terrorists who attacked us thought they could incite fear and weaken our spirit. But America cannot be intimidated, and those who try will soon join the long list of vanquished enemies who dared to test our mettle. In the years after September 11th, more than 5 million young men and women have joined the ranks of our great military to defend our country against barbaric forces of evil and destruction. American forces are relentlessly pursuing and destroying the enemy's all civilized people, ensuring, and these are horrible, horrible enemies, enemies like we've never seen before. But we're ensuring that they never again have a safe haven to launch attacks against our country. We are making plain to these savage killers that there is no dark corner beyond our reach, no sanctuary beyond our grasp, and nowhere to hide anywhere on this very large earth. Since 9/11, nearly 7,000 service members have given their lives fighting terrorists around the globe. Some of them rest just beyond this fence, in the shrine to our nation's heroes on the grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. They came from all backgrounds, all races, all faiths, but they were all there to dedicate their lives, and they defend our one great American flag. They and every person who puts on the uniform has the love and gratitude of our entire nation. Today, as we stand on this hallowed ground, we are reminded of the timeless truth that when America is united, no force on earth can break us apart. No force. On the morning of 9/11, Pentagon police officer Isaac Hopel and a special person was one of the many heroes whose love for his fellow Americans knew no bounds. He was a mile away when he got the call over his radio that a plane had crashed into the Pentagon. He sped to the scene and raced into smoke and fire. Few people would have done it. He ducked under live electro wires and trudged through puddles of jet fuel, only steps away from sparks and from vicious flame. In the pitch black, he began calling out people in need of help. Isaac heard faint voices, and he wanted to answer those faint voices. One by one, he carried people out of the burning rubble. He kept going back into the smoldering darkness, calling out to anyone who could hear, anyone who was alive. He saved as many as 20 people who had followed his voice. He carried 8 himself. For nearly 36 hours, Isaac kept on saving lives, serving our nation, and protecting our safety in our honor and our hour of need. And today, Isaac continues to do exactly that. Isaac still works at the Pentagon, now as a sergeant. He's on duty right now, and he's joined us here today for the ceremony. And this morning, all of us and all of America thank Isaac for his service. Where is Isaac? Thank you. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you. To Isaac and to every first responder and survivor of the attack you carry on the legacy of the friends you lost, you keep alive the memory of those who perished, and you make America proud, very, very proud. To the family members with us today, I know that it's with a pained and heavy heart that you come back to this place. But by doing so, by choosing to persevere through the grief, the sorrow, you honor your heroes. You renew our courage, and you strengthen all of us. You really do. You strengthen all of us. Here on the west side of the Pentagon, terrorists tried to break our resolve. It's not going to happen. But where they left a mark, with fire and rubble, Americans defiantly raised the Stars and Stripes, our beautiful flag that for more than 2 centuries has graced our ships, flown in our skies, and led our brave heroes to victory after victory in battle. The flag that binds us all together as Americans, who cherish our values and protect our way of life. the flag that reminds us today of who we are, what we stand for, and why we fight. Woven into that beautiful flag is the story of our resolve. We have overcome every challenge, every single challenge, every one of them. We've triumphed over every evil and remained united as one nation under God. America does not bend. We do not waver, and we will never, ever yield. So here at this memorial, with hearts both sad and determined, we honor every hero who keeps us safe and free, and we pledge to work together, to fight together, and to overcome together every enemy and obstacle that's ever in our path. Our values will endure. Our people will thrive. Our nation will prevail, and the memory of our loved ones will never, ever die. Thank you. May God bless you. May God forever bless the great United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On this 9/11, like every 9/11, I'm thinking about my friend Davis, who I grew up with in Delaware. On this day, 20 years ago, he and his family had just passed the first year without their youngest of three sons, Teddy, who died in a boating accident at age 15. And his eldest son, Davis Jr., was just 6 days into the new job on the 104th floor of the South Tower, the World Trade Center. Davis went straight to ground zero, search for his son. He searched deep into the last inning of hope, as he put it. A few days later, I spoke with Davis and talked to his fathers who know. I was on my way to speak to the students at the University of Delaware about what to make of the new world we're in. He told me to tell people, quote, don't be afraid. He said, tell them, don't be afraid. The absolute courage it took after two unimaginable losses is extraordinary. Yet the most ordinary of American things, to know life can be unfair and uncertain, a cruel twist of accident or deliberate act of evil. But even in darkness, to still be the light. To the families of the 2,977 people from more than 90 nations killed on September 11th, 2001 in New York City, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the 1,000 more who were injured. America and the world commemorate you and your loved ones, the pieces of your soul. We honor all those who risked and gave their lives in the minutes, hours, months, and years afterwards. The firefighters, police officers, EMTs and construction workers, and doctors and nurses, faith leaders, service members, veterans, and all of the everyday people who gave their all to rescue, recover, and rebuild. But it's so hard, whether it's the first year or the 20th. Children have grown up without parents, and parents have suffered without children. Husbands and wives have had to find ways forward without their partners in their life with them. Brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, loved ones and friends have had to celebrate birthdays and milestones with a hole in their heart. No matter how much time has passed, these commemorations bring everything painfully back, as if you just got the news a few seconds ago. And so on this day, Jill and I hold you close in our hearts and send you our love. There are people around the world that you'll never know who are suffering through their own losses, who see you, your courage. Your courage gives them courage that they too can get up and keep going. And we hope that 20 years later, the memory of your beloved brings a smile to your lips, even while still bringing a tear to your eye. The days that followed September 11, 2001, we saw heroism everywhere, in places expected and unexpected. We also saw something all too rare, a true sense of national unity. Unity and resilience, the capacity to recover and repair in the face of trauma. Unity and service, the 9/11 generation stepping up to serve and protect in the face of terror, to get those terrorists who were responsible. To show everyone seeking to do harm to America that we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. And that will never stop, today, tomorrow, ever, from protecting America. Yet we also witness the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion. We saw a national unity bend. We learn that unity is the one thing that must never break. Unity is what makes us who we are, America at its best. To me, that's the central lesson of September 11th. It's that at our most vulnerable, in the push and pull of all that makes us human, in the battle for the soul of America, unity is our greatest strength. Unity doesn't mean we have to believe the same thing. We must have a fundamental respect and faith in each other and in this nation. We are unique in the history of the world because we're the only nation based on an idea that everyone is created equal and should be treated equally throughout their lives. That is the task before us, to once again lead not just by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. And I know we can. For I know hope is not simply an expectation. Hope is a conviction. Hope allows us to act with courage, to act and honor those we lost 20 years ago, and those who have given their whole souls to the cause of this nation every day since. To act and build a future, not a reactionary one or one based on fear, but a future of promise, strength, and grace worthy of their dreams and sacrifice. and acting keep the faith that while life is fragile, it is truly something wonderful. We find strength in its broken places, as Hemingway wrote. We find light in the darkness. We find purpose to repair, renew, and rebuild. And as my friend told me that September 20 years ago, we must not be afraid. May God bless you all. May God bless the lives lost since September 11, 2001, and their loved ones that were left behind. And may God protect our troops.
That was a little bit of the Goo Goo Dolls from the concert for New York. And I just loved it when I was there. I was at the concert for New York with my very pregnant wife. And that was one of the songs that actually got us out of our funk, because it was the first time we've been away from Ground Zero. And jumped out of our seats and jumped around, and brings back a lot of good memories from a very bad time. It is 5:44 here at WILK, time for 2020 Traffic and Weather Together.
My fellow Americans, all the celebration of this day is rooted in history. 56 men came forward to sign the parchment. Their courage created a nation built on a universal claim to human dignity, on the proposition that every man, woman, and child had a right to a future of freedom.
That declaration is still a revolutionary document.
And in every generation, Americans have rededicated themselves to the belief that all men are created equal, the God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
It is a hope that someday every people and every nation of the world will know the blessings of liberty. And it's the hope of millions all around the world.
For that declaration unleashed not merely a revolution against the British, but a revolution in human affairs.
This love of liberty is what binds our nation together. And this is the love that makes us all Americans.
Through whatever trial and travail, we pledge ourselves to each other and to the cause of human freedom, the cause that has given light to this land.
May God bless forever the United States of America.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. That's just a great piece of a bunch of our leaders put together that I like to play at a time like this. I'm trying to forgive me for being a little disoriented now. I was just getting a little information here. It appears that there's a threat of an active shooter at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland at this time. Information I'm getting is that a former midshipman who was kicked out for whatever reason has made online threats and has stated that he is snuck into the Naval Academy and is hiding in Bancroft Dorm, which is the largest dorm in America. It houses over 4,400 midshipmen. And there is a lockdown now of Naval Air Station Annapolis, which is the Naval Academy, and across the river from the Naval Academy. At this time, it's a precautionary lockdown. There are online threats made. But this individual, who does know the layout of the Naval Academy, does know the procedures at the Naval Academy, who allegedly was kicked out and making these threats to – he was going to shoot up the school, and he snuck into the base and is in the dorm is what the threats are being made. And law enforcement, both the military police at the Naval Academy, the Navy police, and local Anne Arundel County and Annapolis Police Department have a full response to this as we speak now. And again, there is no incident per se, just online threats. But this individual, who, again, has a motive because he was kicked out of the Naval Academy, again, has access and knowledge of the layout of the Naval Academy and how to circumvent some safety protocols that are there. Even though he does not have an active ID card, he would know how he can get around, and with having past uniforms and such, could probably blend in. And if he did sneak on with some sort of firearm, this could be an issue. But as of this time, it's a precautionary lockdown at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. The reports are that it is a former midshipman who was kicked out for whatever reason, has made online threats stating that he has snuck in and is hiding in the dormitory and is planning to shoot up the academy. Police in response have put out a bulletin to the midshipmen, the brigade of midshipmen, which is about, again, 4,200 midshipmen and staff. Navy police are on scene. Anne Arundel police are on scene. Anne Arundel County and Annapolis police, which are there. And it is currently on lockdown. And that's what I have at this time as far as what's going on there. United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland is now on lockdown as police respond to a threat. The city of Annapolis has posted the USNA, that's United States Naval Academy, Naval Support Activity Annapolis, is in coordination with local law enforcement, is currently responding to reports of threat made to the Naval Academy. The base is on lockdown out of abundance of caution. This is a developing situation, and we will provide updates as they become available. Please avoid the area until further notice. NWBAL-TV Baltimore 11 is also reporting Naval Support Activity Annapolis. U.S. Naval Academy on lockdown as a precaution amid investigation into reports of threats. And that's what we have at this time. And based on some inside knowledge that I have and get is it appears to be a former midshipman who was kicked out for whatever reason, has made online threats that he has already snuck in and is in the dorm threatening an active shooter situation. So what they will do is they will lock everybody down. They will have the midshipmen secure in place in their rooms or where they're at, where they can lock, and do a floor-by-floor, room-by-room search to make sure all is clear, in addition to local law enforcement, wherever this individual lives and such like that. But they have put out a picture of this former midshipman asking if anyone sees them to contact base police immediately. So that's what's going on in Annapolis at this current time. It doesn't appear to be an outside threat. It appears to be a former midshipman who was kicked out for whatever reason making these threats there. Concerning nonetheless. I just want to thank our show's sponsor for today, Whitman Lawn Care. You can check them out at whitmanlawncare.com. They didn't get as many shout-outs as they should have for sponsoring the show today, but check them out, really, whitmanlawncare.com. Air Force Two. Air Force Two is en route to pick up the body of Charlie Kirk. The vice president will be escorting the family to pick up Charlie Kirk and bring him home for his funeral services. The FBI director and assistant director, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, are en route to Utah personally. President Trump is en route to Yankee Stadium to go to the 9/11 baseball game in Yankee Stadium. He did say that there are rapid progress in the pursuit of the killer of Charlie Kirk. He did not want to give any further information at this time. The fact that the FBI director and assistant director are en route there, again, it's my belief that they know who they're looking for. He's either going to shortly be in custody or will be in custody. And they will hold probably a press conference later today. I was kind of hoping it would be done during the show, but it appears not. So sometime later today, my expectation, and again, this is just my speculation and expectation, is they will announce that they have someone in custody, and you will see the full force of the FBI and local law enforcement there. When that happens, in the meantime, you do have the vice president, his family, escorting Charlie Kirk's family to Utah, to which I believe the Air Force Two has already arrived, to pick up the body to transport it back to Charlie Kirk's home state for his memorial services and funeral. That's all we really have as the update there. Let me just, while I have a couple of minutes, let me look up the UMass Boston real quick to see if I got anything there. Okay, as per the UMass Boston UMB emergency alert, police have reported the incident on campus is all clear. There is no ongoing threat to the community. That's the update for UMass Boston. I just got a text message on that there as well. So we're going to close it down. I'll be back to say goodbye in just a few minutes, but we'll be back in a second. Well, thank you for joining us here on the 24th anniversary of September 11th and the show we do today in recognition and memory. Tried to get as much in as I could, but with the local news, and I give you the updates we can. I will be speaking at an event later this evening in Scranton for a business organization here, and I will see you guys tomorrow. God bless. Be safe to each other and be good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.